All right, it's time to get grateful up in here.
Grateful.
So we're going to start with a stat.
Praise break.
Praise break. So gratitude can increase happiness by 10 whole percent.
10%. Okay. Well, it doesn't. Gratitude's free, so that's a good thing.
I mean, 10% may not seem like much, but when you you're keeping it up daily, it starts to add up.
Yeah. I imagine that for a, and I've heard this before, that happiness is a feeling and joy is a perspective.
Yeah.
Right. So gratitude is something that we have to be willing to be part of.
Yeah, I mean, definitely is a choice, right? Happiness is like something you, like, you may not have control over. It's a fleeting feeling, but joy and gratitude are things that we need to choose to be, especially in like those dark times, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, we are called to be joyful in the Bible repeatedly. And what better time to talk about being thankful and gratitude than Thanksgiving. So, you know, as we kind of walk through this series and focus on, you know, the roots of gratitude in the Bible and then the importance of gratitude in relationships and time, you know, hopefully we can walk away before we stuff our faces full of turkey and stuffing with some really great foundational things to take us through Thanksgiving and into Christmas.
Yeah, one of the pain points kind of resonate this year a little bit more than before. Mm-hmm. It says, do you find it hard to be grateful, especially in tough times? And our quote is, it's not joy that makes us grateful. It is gratitude that makes us joyful. Mm-hmm. And so as I gotten a little older, like I'm in my early 20s now, for those who can't see me, you know, the holidays, when I was a kid, it was about, you know, turkey and all the football games and off of school, that type of thing. But as you get older, you kind of like, well, you know, you don't realize that there are some people going through the holidays that maybe their spouse is gone. Mm-hmm. They're unemployed. They're homeless. All of these different things. And I think it's a little easier to be grateful when you simply forget to be so. Oh, you know, oh, yeah, I should be grateful for that. That Ferrari is nice looking, right?
Yeah.
But when it's hard to be grateful when you find it difficult to be.
Hmm.
And so, yeah, those pain points around these holidays, I think, change a little bit. Maybe your season of life or maybe your maturity level or age, that type of thing.
Right. I mean, every time I look back on my life, I look at whatever I was like ungrateful for or stressing or fearful of. Yeah. I look back now and go, oh man, I wish I had it good back then. So it's always a moment of like, you never know how it's good it is until it's gone.
Right? Sure.
So it's very important to like be grateful for the small things, only in the sense of like, you know, if we can find joy and be grateful in the time, hard times, how much more great will you feel in the good times, right?
Sure.
Being a faithful servant in those difficult times.
Right.
Because, you know, it's easy to find yourself in the trappings of, you know, well, I'm happy when things are good. And then when things go bad, man, I'm really sad, you know.
Right.
Fair weather fans.
I'm not getting my way, so how can I be grateful?
Right. And sometimes I think we attribute that to like our faith sometimes. But I refer to them as like fair weather fans, you know, where it's like, well, when things are going great, I'm all about God. Like, woo, I love me some Jesus. And then as soon as something gets difficult, you know, they're like, oh man, why is this happening to me? Right. I thought I rubbed the lamp. I'm doing the things. I'm checking the boxes. God, why are you having this happen to me?
Right.
And, you know, I don't know at what point that became a thing, because I don't know anywhere in the Bible, any of the Bible stories I remember growing up, that all the people who were following Christ, a lot of them had really bad times.
Right. It's going to be trials and tribulations. And I do think that is also a segment that is the opposite of that, where maybe you only approach God when things are tough.
Mm.
When money's stacking up in the bank, where I'm breaking rubber bands around stacks of money. I can't, you know, but lose your job, have a bad health report. Boy, that'll drop you to your knees. And all of a sudden you're like, well, so I heard our pastor say that, this happened also around 9/11, you know, something that shakes the country. Churches were bursting at the seams.
Mm.
Even things like war or COVID, something like that, makes people seek God for answers. And then after, was it 6 months after 9/11, percentages just dropped off a cliff.
Mm.
Like, okay, I've had enough of this. I should be good for a while. And so I'll see you at Christmas and Easter.
Yeah.
And so how in the world are we supposed to be grateful if we never spend time focusing on the one who provides the blessings?
No.
And so I think it's important for us to kind of keep our perspective on God and what he does for us. And so gratitude, obviously, is something that I think it gets lightly addressed around Thanksgiving.
Like, fun buzzword.
Right. I think that, you know, when we go to a Thanksgiving meal and you might have someone who they never say prayer, except for like Thanksgiving Day, maybe.
Yeah.
Or they seek out who wants to say prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm in the room, usually it's like, TJ, you want to say prayer for us, kind of thing? Because we don't spend the time rest of the year focused on the one who gives us all the blessings.
Right.
And so this one's going to be focused around identifying gratitude and how we can keep it all year long.
Yeah.
On our daily lives. So, let's see, the definition of gratitude, the quality of being thankful, the readiness to show appreciation for, and to return kindness. And so, many times I think people think gratitude is a one-way street. You know, that, you know, well, I have to give it, but I don't expect it, or they expect it and don't give it.
Mm.
You know, it's really good. Like, say, we all seen that commercial that you tell someone, have a great day. That person might tell the next person that, or you smile at someone, you open the door for someone, you show some kindness in some fashion, that may be passed on.
Yeah.
And so it's interesting that gratitude is something I never really hear people talk about.
Yeah, I think there's we have a very like entitled culture these days. I think it stems a lot from that, with the idea of like, well, I'm entitled to this, therefore I don't need to say thank you or show gratitude just because I assume I deserve this. I mean, I talked to many people who were not Christians, and the thought process is, well, humans are naturally good, so therefore they deserve to be getting this stuff.
Right.
And I hear that, and my first thought is, like, the depravity that happens around us on a constant basis. How could you ever think that humans are naturally good? Right. Like, it's very interesting to see how someone given the same information that I am comes with a very wildly different conclusion in that, right. In that same sphere. But a gratitude, it's interesting with like the lack of it, because sometimes I see it as guys, because I feel like we don't communicate well. That's a well-known fact. We don't communicate well at all.
I struggle, yeah.
And we assume everyone understands that, you know, I'm grateful for this, I'm grateful for that, and we don't say it.
Right.
And it's interesting when, you know, I've received thanks for something and it's how it's made me feel appreciated and desired and whatever.
Sure.
And then I'm like, well, I don't need to say it back. Or I don't need to do that for my end of things. Like, sure. It's almost like a disconnect between what I love receiving gratitude. Like when my wife thanks me for doing X, Y, and Z, I'm like, oh, that's really nice. Do I think about trying to thank her?
Right.
Not even remotely. Like it's such like a weird disconnect. And like, I think that's why it's so vital to like focus on this topic, not just around Thanksgiving when we should be thankful. We should be thankful all year round, but focusing on what the Bible tells us about this, because I think we kind of work it in our minds that these are all new ideas and like the Bible doesn't have anything to say about
this. It's seasonal.
Yeah. It's hey, I'm seasonal of this. It's on my thankful wreath around all the leaves changing. But it's why we wanted to spend this time really digging into the Bible and what the Bible has to say about being thankful and gratitude, because, you know, we always talk about where if you have a good foundation in the gospel and the Bible and prayer and community, then you have a much easier time showcasing gratefulness and joy in those hard seasons.
Yeah, which is a great segue to our Bible characters who practice gratitude during some hard times.
Mm.
My old man, my buddy Job.
Oh, that poor man.
Lost his family, health, wealth. Still, thank God, still did not curse God for what he has gone through. King David faced many dangers as well as personal loss of losing a child, but wrote songs of thankfulness to God. The 10 lepers, and you mentioned about, you know, saying it back, right? Mm-hmm. The 10 lepers that Jesus said, you know, go and be healed, right? They were healed on the way, by the way. It wasn't like they had to get there and do something. They were healed on the way, which meant that they simply had to be obedient to Jesus to get that healing. But of those 10 lepers, only one came back to thank Jesus after being healed.
Yeah.
When's the last time you spent time being grateful and letting him know to God?
Yeah. It's really easy because, like you talk about, the section of people who maybe take God out of his little box in their brain and go, ooh, it's bad time, and take Jesus out of the box and then pray, say the magic words, and then the thing will go away.
Right.
It's not transactional. And I think we talk about a vending machine culture. We look at that transactionally. Like if I pray and I spend time in the word, then God will make it all loosey-goosey and I'll be good to go. but I love Job's story mostly because of the dangers in it of like his friends, right? His friends and his wife. You can see the detriment that happens when you surround yourself with people of that caliber.
Yeah, these are not good mentors, by the way. These are,
So when you're in a position of, I mean, that he went through so much, and his friends and his wife all look at him and go, what's your problem, man? Just curse God and die, get it over with. I think it shows the importance of having a good Christian support system that is based around you that you can rely on in those situations.
It was such an odd advice.
Right.
It wasn't like, oh, man, I'm so sorry you're going through this. There's nothing I could do, like, bring a meal or help tend the sheep while you kind of like spend some downtime grieving for your family or whatever kind of thing. It's kind of like, no, you know what? You should curse God.
Yeah. What did you do?
How bad of a friend do you have to be to give that kind of advice? Yeah. And so, 100%. You walk through mud, you're going to get mud on your feet. So you have some really bad, un-Christian friends or a circle of people in your life, only you're going to get some really bad advice.
Yeah.
And your support will be only earthly, not eternal. And so as you can see that I'm glad that Job was solid in his faith, that even in the presence of people egging him on, you know, telling him to do this kind of repeatedly. Wasn't just one time that he still stayed the course.
Yeah.
So So, or, you know, any whose story makes you think more about being thankful? It may not be any of those three. It could be, I don't know, Jonah and his three-day cruise. I mean, I would be very thankful to get out of that fish, yeah. Right?
What's interesting about that story is how quickly he went from being thankful to being out of the fish and then being angry at God yet again for not smiting them. It's that short attention span, man. It's, yeah, we did this great thing. Oh, no, the bad thing's happening. Well, now I'm going to focus on the bad thing and get angry at God when he just saved me from the storm and in the belly of the fish.
Right, right. I mean, I'm sure we all have probably a situation that, you know, or that a Bible verse or a story made us more thankful in a difficult moment. And I'm thankful for the Word of God. I keep saying that over and over again in these podcasts that, you know, I shouldn't expect those around me to be something that God should be for me.
Right.
You know, that's not their role. As you can see, they fail miserably. Mm-hmm. So, and this is important. You know, Job was this for the Holy Spirit was indwelling in all of us, all believers. And so I think it's important for us to, you know, read God's word and see maybe some guys who or people have gone through some difficult times, how they handled it, and even their heart afterwards. You know, 'cause you would think that some of those things would make people incredibly jaded, mm-hmm. but further pointed them to God. I know when we were going through the evacuation stuff and the 2-year kind of transition for Hurricane Katrina, you know, it galvanized us toward our walk with Christ. Mm. And so I don't know if the devil meant that for bad, but God meant that for good. Mm. And so our verse in this segment is 1 Thessalonians 5:18. And it's a short and sweet one that says, "Give thanks in all circumstances." You would not think, was it 5 word verse could be so difficult to implement in our lives.
Yeah.
Give thanks in all circumstances. Because I know myself, I really give thanks in only some circumstances or the good ones.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're called to give thanks in all. So that's our first segment. Hang on. We'll come back with another Did You Know in segment 2. Uncommon would like to thank today's sponsor, Wilson Technology Group. At Wilson Technology Group, we're not just an IT vendor. We're your trusted business partner delivering exceptional support, innovative solutions, and peace of mind. One call, one team, all your tech issues resolved. Uncommon would like to thank today's sponsor, Viking Mergers. Sell your business? Viking Mergers and Acquisitions can help. With 25 plus years of experience and 800 successful sales, we're experts in securing maximum value. Get your free business valuation now at vikingmergers.com or call 866-592-9467. All right, Joshua, did you know? Gratitude is good for your health, as thankful people sleep better and are generally healthier.
I could use some more sleep.
Yeah, I mean, this sounds a little bit like, you know, touchy-feely, and you got to rub the crystal on my forehead to take place. But I'd imagine that, and the root of that statement is feeling good about your situation. You lay your head down on the pillow, right?
Yeah.
You're like, you know what? There's issues I can't control, but boy, I am sure grateful for my salvation in Christ, my family, my friends, in that list, mm-hmm. right? And so sleeping better and generally healthier. Notice I said generally. They didn't come out and say, you know, oh, man, you're going to stop aging. And generally healthier. Because there are people out there who, you know, may not be in the best frame of mind. And I think it takes a toll on our health sometimes.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've talked about, in the past about the power the mind has over the body a lot of times of like, you know, we talk about in stress, how, sure, you know, those people have physical responses to stress.
Yeah.
And so, you know, being grateful and being at peace in that,
yeah,
I think definitely helps, you know, whether it's sleeping better or just feeling better, like not having your stomach tied up in knots or whatever, spending, you know, mental power working through all the worries. Mm. You know, it's in small steps too. I mean, I doubt many people wake up one morning and go, oh, you know what? I'm now going to be grateful for the rest of my life. You know, it's, right, it's small steps that we have to take.
Sure, sure. I think that trusting that everything is a gift from God is a great place to start. Mm-hmm. And while we may not know the future, thankfully,
yeah,
God does, and we can trust that He's in control of it. You know, that, yeah, there's going to be days that you're like, wow, that looks very scary.
Mm-hmm.
God's in control of that.
Yep.
And sometimes we have to go through a little bit of trial,
mm-hmm,
to get to the other side, like Job. Remember, the Bible is not written about us, but for us. Some of these individuals, when I get to heaven, I'm going to thank them from going through there and being that example, mm-hmm, for us. Because you got there and say, Job got to heaven, and they're like, sorry we had to put you through that, but we needed that to be in Scripture for TJ.
Mm-hmm.
He may seek me out. So, you really? I had to do all that, mm-hmm, to be an example and read in Scripture and stuff? So I'm really thankful for the people in Scripture. And so I wanted to discuss a little bit about how being thankful can be a chain reaction.
Yeah.
Have you ever found that when you are grateful or kind to someone, do you see it stop there? Do you see it go further? What?
You know, we talk a lot about it being infectious of like, if you're in a good mood and you're, you know, showcasing God's love, you know, that radiates out, whether the person understands that or not. Mm. You know, we are called to be lights in this world. And I often find that when I'm trying to be faithful in, you know, joy and being grateful and the like, often my day is a lot better.
Sure.
You know, it rubs off on people, because it is easy to, you know, sequester ourselves and be like, all right, I'm going to be all angry and upset over my corner kind of thing. But when you kind of can be there for other people and be grateful in those, mm-hmm, moments and showcase, you know, well, why is he so happy? You know, like I always love, mm-hmm, our church talks about, you know, like make it so that your joy defies all logic. So the only thing people have to say about you is, why is that guy so happy? Because if nothing else, that showcases, you know, God's love for us and the gospel and the joy that we can have in him.
Yeah, I think that there's a difference of being loony.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, yeah, I'm just a little on fire. It's no big deal. I'm a little warm. It's fine. That's being out of touch with reality.
Yeah.
I think, you know, being complete opposite of that, you know, really stands out too. It says something, mm-hmm, like, why are you so negative all the time?
Yeah.
But I think being grateful, as we said in the beginning of the podcast, happiness is a feeling, joy is a perspective.
Mm-hmm.
I think there is something to be said in a lot of different moments or situations that someone may say, this guy always finds the silver lining in something, mm-hmm, or nothing ever gets him down. I think that may be a little more what I'm personally shooting for, and not just like, TJ just always has this weird grin on his face like he's high or something. Yeah. I don't know what's going on. So, and there are other ways to show gratitude. There's acts of service, obviously. Mm-hmm. There's gifts, spending quality time. Mm-hmm. That's mom's favorite. And so, I think that, you know, as we kind of start to land this plane, I think it's important for us to find a way for us to be grateful,
mm-hmm,
whether it be our speech, our service, our thoughts, all of the above.
Yeah.
The more we do there, I think the more grateful we'll be, and it'll be authentic.
Yeah.
Like I know a person who is incredibly positive. And having known this person for over 15 years, it is authentic.
Yeah.
It is not forced. They just have a way of looking at things that that's a great way. It's a great example of gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
And so this verse for segment two here is James 1:17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. And so I think we have a target to shoot for when it comes to gratitude, that, you know, the blessings we have in our lives, if we spend a little time being grateful and recognizing that, speaking about that, we may realize that we have a lot more than just those couple things.
Yeah, I would heavily press upon the idea of consistency in this, because this will probably be the key part that keeps you going. Because if you can create a habit out of either praying about being grateful or writing down things in, like, you know, a piece of paper, just things you're grateful for your day or your week or whatever, I think it'll come more naturally to you, and it won't feel forced.
Right.
Because, you know, we talk about the consistency of being in God's word, going to church, and being in community. Consistency is key when it comes to making these changes, because you're not going to wake up one day and go, oh man, it's so much easier now. It's so much easier to be grateful in these hard times. And so, you know, being consistent in, you know, meditating on these Bible verses that we've mentioned, or even the Bible stories we've mentioned in this podcast, are a great first step.
Yeah. Yeah. A first step. This is not something, like you said, you check off, I was grateful this month. Now there.
I did it. I'm grateful in spite.
Now leave me alone. This is something that maybe we should kind of reflect on throughout the day, many times throughout the day, because there are probably things that we're not aware. This is kind of like, and I'll kind of almost end with this, is you buy a vehicle. You start to see that vehicle everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
You start to be grateful. You'll probably start to see things in your life to be grateful for.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would encourage that. So our challenge is to pick a Bible verse about being thankful. Remember it for the week. Kind of remember that, memorize that verse. And if you feel down, dwell on that. And then share it with someone close to you.
Yeah.
Because maybe when they start to see that you're working on being grateful, they may start working on that too. And who knows? We may start a chain reaction of a whole culture being grateful.
Yeah, I would definitely try to create a community and kind of like a group of guys that you rely on to pick each other up, because, you know, doing it alone is difficult, but doing it together is much, much more easier.
Years ago, I would text guys individually and ask them what are they grateful for this week, or is there something uncommon happening in their lives this week. And so maybe you start a group text with some guys in your small group. Every Sunday I send a piece of scripture to a couple of guys on the board of Uncommon. We've been texting each other for over a decade. But every Sunday, they know I send a bit of scripture that we're, like, say I'm in service, and we just started one on Revelation. So I sent them that piece there. One time I was on vacation, and I didn't get a chance to do it at my normal time.
Hmm.
And one reached out, and it's like, what? No scripture? I'm like, yeah, I'm sorry, I'm on vacation. I'm getting in right now. Hang on. So, start something that maybe has a little bit of accountability too. That might help, you know, kind of chain react something.
And if you're feeling up for it, share this podcast and the podcasts to come, and kind of dwell on this as a group, kind of walk through this as we go through the month, focusing on gratitude, getting the foundation as we see it all around us for this month, and then carrying that through to the end of the year, and then to the next year, and to the next.
Who knows? You may even be grateful for Uncommon. How about them apples? All right. With that being said, if you're going to be something, be uncommon.